The lockdowns in Australia's two largest cities have triggered a substantial change of heart from the federal government. The Prime Minister has put forward a new plan to provide more financial assistance to businesses and workers as the COVID-19 crisis continues. It's not something the Coalition had expected or wanted to do at this point of the pandemic, as our political reporter James Glenday explains.
As always, I have great confidence in the New South Wales government's testing and tracing capabilities. They're gold standard, not just in this country, but anywhere around the world.
For many months in the halls of power in Canberra, the New South Wales Premier has often been referred to as gold standard Gladys, praised by the Prime Minister and the Federal Treasurer for her relative reluctance to lock down places experiencing COVID-19 outbreaks.
And we know that New South Wales has been the gold standard when it comes to contact tracing and testing.
But in recent weeks, the gold standard tag has been used more often in jest as the state's lockdown and COVID-19 outbreak drags on. With no obvious end in sight, the federal government has had to continually provide more and more assistance for people left out of work and struggling businesses. It's something it did not want to have to do at this point of the pandemic, and it's led to what the opposition's Richard Marles calls a confusing federal support package.
They're making this stuff up as they go along. I mean, we're literally getting a new version of what is their support package every week. We should have a consistent package which applies consistently across the country.
Some in the government would agree with bits of that criticism, and so its most senior members are changing tact. They now privately concede more short, sharp lockdowns are likely this year, and in response, the government's designed a new arrangement for the sort of assistance it wants to provide. People out of work due to stay-at-home orders can get up to $600 a week, and hard-hit businesses can access support payments of up to $10,000 once a lockdown runs for a fortnight. Mr. Morrison says the contagious Delta variant of the virus has forced him to change course.
This is a tough time for Australia. We're in the middle of a global pandemic, and over the course of the last 18 months, Australians have saved more than 30,000 lives.
Several backbenchers who hold electorates that are under lockdown orders, like Katie Allen, agree with the new approach.
With this Delta variant, I think there's now very strong evidence globally that you have to go hard and you have to go early.
But the opposition says there's still a hole in the plan. Frontbencher Bill Shorten says people already on welfare also need more assistance.
Mr. Morrison seems to think that if you're on welfare, you're on easy street. You're not. I don't know if the Prime Minister's aware, but easily a third of people who receive parenting payment, that's single parents, students on living away from home, the youth allowance, or indeed unemployment benefits, they also try and work. And Mr. Morrison's got no plan for these people whose work has dried up. I just think it's mean and nasty.
Is it good enough that states are going into lockdown and the federal government, until today or last night, didn't have a set blueprint for how assistance was going to be handed out?
I don't think the government's still got a set blueprint. I'm shocked. 16, 17 months into COVID, the government acts like it just got off the plane from overseas yesterday.
With a federal election likely early next year, some coalition politicians are worried about the political ramifications of the new virus outbreaks. Some say they've been receiving angry emails from constituents about the slow pace of the vaccine rollout and the lack of availability of the Pfizer jab. Conservative New South Wales Liberal Senator Concetta Fiovanti-Wells doesn't like lockdowns at all and says sooner or later Australia has to learn to live with the virus.
At the beginning, I think there was an understanding by the public, but now I believe that people are fed up. They've seen draconian measures imposed, which do take away liberties, measures which have not been scrutinised by federal or state parliaments. And I have really noticed increased criticism, greater stridency in the correspondence that I'm receiving, where they are very critical of the lockdowns and the long-term effects, which will take years to recover from.
Do you worry that your government will be punished at the ballot box for these lockdowns?
My sense is that when people have lost their jobs, they've lost their livelihoods, they've lost their businesses, and of course we've seen the consequent mental stress, they will look for somebody to blame, and I think that they will blame the politicians. What I don't want to see is lockdowns as the default position. I think we need to learn to live with this virus.
Liberal Senator Concetta Fiovanti-Wells speaking there to James Glenday in Canberra.